This is an incident that occurred, as you said. It's been a couple years ago now, but Officer Johnson was making an arrest. He was battered on the street. He then transported Mr. Tolliver to the Riley County Jail, where he was again spit on, battered under the law. And we looked at a couple of statutes that were applicable. There's a statute regarding battery of a law enforcement officer, which is an A misdemeanor, and certainly that's what we charged when it occurred on the street. But Mr. Disney made a decision, and I supported it 100%, that there were two statutes that potentially could have applied in prosecuting Mr. Tolliver for what happened at the Riley County Correctional Facility, and that was a battery of a correctional officer or a county employee, as the statute is written, and the other one was just a simple battery of a law enforcement officer. When you read the battery of a correctional officer or county employee, that is a level 5 felony, and it is certainly the greater crime. And so that's the statute that we, for the second offense that occurred at the jail, wanted to proceed under. If Mr. Tolliver had battered a correctional officer or someone who was just a county employee, it would have been a level 5 felony. And it seemed to us at the time that it would be, you know, silly that the law would say, you know, if you batter a correctional officer or a county employee, that it would be a felony. But because it's a police officer, we have to go under the misdemeanor. So we did choose to proceed under the higher level offense. Obviously, when this went up before the Court of Appeals and then the Supreme Court, they said, you know, we couldn't do that, that there was ambiguity in the statute, and that when there's ambiguity in the statute, you can only prosecute and punish under the lesser offense. You know, we certainly respect the Court of Appeals and Supreme Court's position on this. It's one of those situations that every few years we'll see this, and then the legislature will make amendments to the statute, so we you know, everything's kind of on an even playing field, so to speak, that a police officer receives the same protections as a correctional officer when he's in a correctional facility. And I think that we will see that change made, so we don't have the situation anymore. But, you know, it wasn't anything Mr. Disney did wrong or an error on our part. Had we went with the A misdemeanor, obviously Mr. Tolliver would have been prosecuted for an A misdemeanor from the beginning and would not have served as much time. We try to be, you know, careful in our decisions. And as I said, I do support Mr. Disney and the decision he made at this time. But we'll try to see through the KCDAA and some other organizations if we can't make a change so that a police officer who's in a correctional facility receives the same protection that a correction officer or a county employee receives.